You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Chwaba.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Great to have you with me in this as we kick things off here from beautiful downtown Green Bay on what is supposed to be kind of a weather night here in Wisconsin. So we will keep our eyes on that. We'll keep you posted. We've got, I know you guys are used to Conrad's five-day forecast that we, you know, we share ad nauseum, and sometimes he's right, but he's I think we can tell people now you're basically guessing most of the time, Conrad.
I just go off, Apple, whatever, the weather app on Apple, and I feel like they're guessing most of the time,
at least.
So
you're using that. I thought you was like a gut instinct or something.
Yeah, so. I think it's gonna snow tonight, but yeah, that's just
Well, we've got an actual weather guy on the show, and I'm so excited to have this guy on the show. He does weather here for Civic Media. Mace Michaels, he's gonna be here at 6:10.
He's gonna be here Thursday.
I just asked you before the show.
Oh, sorry.
Mace is not coming on tonight?
Thursday he will be here.
So we're having Mace on right after all the bad weather passes?
Yeah, he's going to keep us informed.
I just wrote like a bunch of questions for Mace.
Sorry.
All right, hopefully they will still be good on Thursday. That's okay. We already have a pretty jam-packed show tonight. I would have had to rush things with Mace, and I don't want to ever do that with Mace Michaels, because I love his work here at Civic Media, and we will enjoy talking with Mace Michaels. How's that for a teaser, Con? We got Mace Michaels coming up on Thursday.
Yeah. I can fill in for him here on Nightlight until then, right?
Well, I think you basically already just said everything you know about the weather. So it's weird because I almost did the show from home tonight because we are supposed to get bad weather tonight, and it's supposed to start while I'm on the air, and I don't know how I feel about that, so we'll have to figure it out, but we will find things out as we do, and we'll let you guys know as well. So hopefully, if you're in your car right now, take it easy, take your time, get home safely. It's just Tuesday. You got a long way to go before the week really gets fun, so we're hoping to help with that by having you here tonight so we could talk about movies and TV, some comedy, some music. We're going to talk about some fun local stories, and I'm very excited because at 5:35, my pal, Jane Matinere, host of Matinere on Air, will be joining me to discuss her last week here at Civic Media before she retires. Jane has had an absolutely amazing career spanning, I think, 45-plus years, and she's somehow only like 50 years old, which is really impressive. But Jane is just an outstanding media person, broadcaster, whatever you want to call her. She's done news. I think she used to spin TunesCon years ago. And for the last couple years, or a couple years plus, here at Civic Media, she's hosted Matinere on Air. So she's been on the show before. She's done the popcorn pick. We've just kind of talked casually to Jane, and we will do so again tonight in her last week here at Civic Media. That'll be fun. Mace Michaels will not be here, folks, at 6:10. I totally misunderstood what you said. Sorry about that, Con. Greg Vadney, though, will be here at 6:35. Greg is the executive director of the Rar West Museum in beautiful Manitowoc, Wisconsin. Here's what I don't understand, Conrad, and maybe we can ask Greg this. Manitowoc is a stunningly beautiful city.
Oh, yeah.
Right on the lake. I've been there. I hosted their Sputnik Fest costume contest a year ago. I don't think I had ever been there, like driven around the town. Beautiful, right on the lake. Sadly, it gets lumped into like that Steve Avery and The Making of a Murderer. That's what people equate Manitowoc with. Now, that'll go away, I think. It's not like he was Dahmer, but it's still a town that got a little bit of fame for a bad reason because it is such a great town and so beautiful. And Greg will talk a little bit about his adopted home city and what's going on at the Rar West. They always have great things. It is a gem of a museum right here in Northeast Wisconsin. And then Jenny Peterson from the Wisconsin Historical Society's Madison's History Maker Space. She's going to tell us what is going on in this History Maker Space right off the Capitol over the holidays. A really cool event. We'll talk to Jenny about that at 7:35. So there you go. That's three guests, Conrad. Those are three marquee guests as far as I'm concerned. We're also going to give Greg a quiz.
Yes.
Does he know this, or should we spring it on him when he comes home?
I don't know. He does not know it. So.
Sweet.
It's a great quiz. I came up with it.
I love it.
And my friend Chat.
ChatGPT is my wife's best friend. I feel like there's a third person in our marriage right now, and not a hot one either. Was that inappropriate to say?
No, Chat. No. You know,
Chat's like intellectually stimulating.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's great personality. all right, fair enough. But I hope you said you got your own answers, which I like. I like that because yeah, I like your answers that you
got. I'd go to Chat to get the ball rolling. You know.
Yeah. Chat can work as a muse at times, so that's good. ChatGPT, our pal. I don't really use ChatGPT. I will Google stuff. I'm still in the archaic Googling stuff age, but I think they use AI too.
Yeah.
It's just a different brand, right?
Any kind of, I feel like, search engine plays off AI now.
Listen, I'll be honest. I write these Hollywood beats every day, and they take a while if I want to do them properly. But if I just went to ChatGPT and said, ChatGPT, write me a Hollywood beat or a Hollywood joke. What would come back?
Yeah, I think some robotic answers, probably.
Yeah.
Something that wouldn't sound like Pete Schwabba.
What if they were funnier than what I was writing? How awful would that be?
Yeah, just like you did it one night and didn't tell me. I'm like, those are really funny today.
either way, good stuff. Great to have you here, folks. It's a little, we'll see what happens with the weather. I know Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, we are all getting snow. Although it keeps changing because Madison and Milwaukee, it looks like, are getting more rain as the night goes on, and maybe temperatures will warm up a little bit. So we'll see. But that could still be treacherous to drive in.
Yeah, there's nothing more scary than, it's gonna be freezing rain tonight. You're like, oh, it's great.
The worst, yeah. And I'm hoping, there's been a few times where I've just gone over to the Hyatt here and splashed around in the pool all the time instead of driving. Remember the...
the hot tub?
Oh, God, that was awful. Here's what I like about the Hyatt. Here in Green Bay, it still has a steam room, and you don't find steam rooms. You don't really even find saunas in many hotels, but the Hyatt still has a steam room, and they had a hot tub. So I go in the hot tub. This is a recap. Some of you may have heard this. This is a couple years ago. We had horrible weather. I was like, you know what? I just want to go. I want to soak, get my core temperature up a little bit. I go in the hot tub. Within minutes, there are like 14, 12-year-old girls because there's a gymnast convention in town. And the chaperone, of course. And I left that hot tub so quick. I just felt so creepy. It was awful.
Well, you should feel creepy. They joined you. You didn't join them.
That would have been weird. Yeah.
That would have been.
What if I walked in like with flippers and a snorkeling mask and that would be weird.
And you snorkeled in the hot tub?
Now, snorkeling makes it even creepier. I shouldn't have said. I just meant flip, just like a spaz, Nothing too weird. But yeah, you still, you're not going to. What would you have done? You're leaving that hot tub, right?
I'm jumping into the pool instead. Cannonball.
Go do some cannonballs, yeah. The backstroke. That's pretty sweet. All right. So there we go. You got guests. What do we have? Let's do the question and give people an opportunity to question or to text in an answer before we get to text to win, which is coming up in just moments, folks. But right now, it's our nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite Jack Nicholson movie? Jack just turned 88, like a couple days ago. And I don't think we've ever really talked much about Jack Nicholson on the show, so I'm curious what your favorite Jack Nicholson movie is. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app, or if you're watching the radio on the stream on YouTube, Facebook, or X, go ahead and send us a stream comment, please. And if you're on any of these platforms, folks, let us know. Give us a like or a follow. Always nice to get likes and follows in this modern day. Can we ask ChatGPT for likes and follows? What would happen there?
I think it would give us information on how to get more likes and follows.
I'll take that.
Maybe the ChatGPT X account can give us a follow.
You know what's funny? You just said ChatGPT.
GPT.
And that's what my wife calls it. And she refuses to call it ChatGPT. And I just shake my head now. I don't even try to correct her.
It's just a tongue twister.
It must be easier because you just did the exact same thing she did. But let us know what your favorite Jack Nicholson movie is, folks. Mine is Chinatown, without question. I did like The Last Detail a lot. Very good younger Jack Nicholson movie. But I really love Chinatown. In my opinion, one of the greatest all-time films. What do you say, Con? You like Jack Nicholson?
I mean, I think you already guessed it.
Did I?
You know who's... What movie is he in with one of my favorite actors?
Kevin Hart or The Rock? Let me...
No.
No? Oh, Sandler. Oh, yeah. What is that? Rules of Engagement? No. What is that movie?
I was going to make a joke, you know, but I was hoping you'd say it, and then I'd just be like, no, it's Batman.
Anger Management.
It's actually Batman, though.
Oh. Wait, he is in Anger Management with Sandler, though,
no,
right?
No, he is, okay. But Batman is my favorite Jack Nicholson movie. Wow, he plays the Joker.
Interesting route to get there. We needed a roadmap.
I wanted you
for that.
To guess, and then I was going to say it was going to be a. It didn't pan.
I thought you were going to say you wanted me to guess. I would say Anger Management. You would say, good doggone it. No, you act like you're all mad.
Well, that movie is hilarious, though. Jack Nicholson in that movie is so funny.
Yeah. He's phenomenal. He's a great actor. So let us know, folks. Be part of the show. It's always more fun when you guys participate, as John Candy once said. We've got a couple texts that we got overnight from our pal Bud in Janesville. Remember we met Bud the other night, Con?
Yes.
Did you meet Bud?
I did.
And his wife? That was fantastic. And I got to be honest, I thought Bud was going to be older.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a young guy.
He is.
He's a young strapping lad. But we met Bud at the Godfather of Green Bay screening last week at the Atwood Music Hall. Bud says, hey, Pete, I know you're going to catch some flack regarding Moscata. I knew I said it wrong. Do you know how to say that Wisconsin town name?
I'm pretty sure.
I thought I said it right. Because I thought we've had this conversation before.
Trying to think. We did have this conversation before.
Anyway, Bud says, but I still love your show. Bud from Janesville. Bud sounds like he took that a little personally. And then a half hour later, Bud texted us between 4 and 6 a.m. on the rebroadcast, and he said, hey, Pete, I'm glad I was not the only one who raised an eyebrow when Bob mentioned the money shot. Love your show, Bud from Jayville. Bud must have been running out of time because he just said L-Y-S, Bud from Jayville. He's abbreviating. Must have been under the gun. Bud, a third text from Bud moments later. Hey, Pete and Conrad, my favorite football movie features Lucy Van Pelt and Charlie Brown, wink, L-Y-S, B-F-J. He was really pressed for time on that third text. Thank you, Bud. Always great to hear from you, buddy. And it was great meeting you last week. I had a weird thing happen last night. Every once in a while, my wife will wake up screaming.
Oh.
And I think, oh, great, she's dreaming about me again. But I went in, like, this was so crazy last night. I went in to wake her up and I said, I'm like, Mara, wake up. You know, and she's like, what? And I said, what were you dreaming about? And she said, Timothy Chalamet. But it was, and you know, I said screaming, not like a passionate screaming, kind of like Timothy Chalamet was being a real jerk to my wife. So if I ever meet the guy,
yeah.
I'm going to give him a knuckle sandwich.
Yeah, I would
too. You were pointing at something, Con, right there. We got a text. Oh, yeah. All right, folks, when we come back after this very short break, I'm going to tell you what the keyword is for our Text to Win grown-up gift list. Multi-state Text to Win contest here at Civic Media. It's a lot of fun. We're having a blast with it. Keyword coming up right after the break. Don't go anywhere. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, and I am Pete Schwabba. It is so great to have you here, folks. What more are you going to do on a Tuesday? Conrad, if you didn't have this gig, what are you doing on a Tuesday at 5:20?
Well, I don't know if we're listening at night. It would be 12 and then because I wouldn't be here. You know, I wouldn't be producing the show. And...
No, but I'm saying, like, I'm if you kidding. Didn't have... No, I know what you mean. I would, you had to restore some faith after that last joke you tried.
I tried. Yeah, I don't think that one landed either, but...
I was hyper-focused on text to win. So let's get to that.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for me to give you the keyword in our grown-up gift list multi-state text to win contest. We love to do these here at Civic Media. And every time we do one, it seems like more and more people play. And that makes it even more fun. So the only stipulation you need here is you need the Civic Media app to text in the keyword on. So once we get that, you will be eligible to win $200 cash. That is not a bad daily prize. I have to say so myself. Wouldn't that be easier than a gift card? Like someone gives you cash?
That's great.
Would you report that to the government anyway? Would you pay taxes on that 200 beans?
No, no.
Not a chance. So and when you text in a keyword, folks, not only are you eligible to win the cash, you are also automatically enrolled in our grand prize drawing. There are three of them. Brand new snowblower, a stainless steel cookware set, or a portable air conditioner. So this is awesome. So text in the keyword on the app and good luck. This hour's keyword is holiday, H-O-L-I-D-A-Y, holiday. That is this hour's keyword. I'll give you guys a reminder of that later in the hour as well. But good luck. Play the game, win some cash, or a really fun grand prize. Good luck, everybody. Okay. So we got that. All right. So I want to say, you know what I did earlier? I'm going to see Frank Herman's Christmas show at the Meyer.
Awesome.
I think last time Frank was here, I talked about how I wasn't really in the mood for Christmas. I wasn't feeling it. But we went and saw Frank's show at the Meyer. I brought my wife, my two kids, and two of my girlfriends, and we had a blast at this Christmas show.
Conrad, you have two extra girlfriends?
You're looking at me so seriously.
You have two extra girlfriends?
Yeah, you want one? No, my wife is the world to me. That was obviously a joke. We went to the show. It was so great. And I left that theater. The snow was falling in downtown Green Bay. We had just seen, we had some laughs, and Frank was singing, and his great cast of the Let Me Be Frank productions. It was such a great time. So I'm excited to say we're going in again this year, and I can't wait to go. It's going to be fun. I want to turn our attention to a story you saw in the Shepherd Express today.
Yes, it's a fun story, a fun tale, if you would, you know.
This just is so crazy. It reminded me of a Simpsons episode, and I'll tell you which one after, but it's just a blurb. But it says, on November 14th, a mom popped into W.A. Wright Elementary School in Mount Juliet, Tennessee, to deliver some paperwork, leaving her 10-year-old son in the car outside. She returned to the parking lot to find the car gone, a TV station reported. She assumed it had been stolen with her son inside. A witness said they had seen the car driving recklessly out of the parking lot. But when police checked the family home about a mile away, they found the car in the garage and the child in the house with the dad. He explained that he had had an argument with his mom and decided to drive himself home. Officers declined to charge the boy because he's too young to be held criminally responsible. Put that kid in juvie, baby.
That's so funny.
How did he? It's insane. He must have driven something previously, you know, like one of those little go-karts or something. How do you got to have some knowledge,
you know,
right?
I'm trying to think of, like, what if he actually did park it in the garage and he just knew perfectly how to get in there and everything? Like, I'm trying to think, it was probably the dad who saw that, put it in the garage, but
maybe.
He's just like, well, I need to get the garage, I need to close the garage door.
Don't tell your mother. I'll park the car for you.
It's a great
story.
That
is so funny. 10 years old.
Yeah.
Can you reach the pedals at 10? Maybe.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe the kid played some video games or something that, you know, maybe he was driving or he had one of those little Tonka trucks.
It's believable, too, because a witness said they saw the car drive away recklessly. Yeah. So that little punk could have really hurt someone.
You know, I'm just confused how he even knew how to put it in drive.
It's probably like a touch, maybe.
Yeah, it's like, or the spin dial thing. But you need to push in the brake to do that.
Correct. You know how I know that? Because I had to wipe my car off yet again today. Sixth time this season I've had to wipe my car off. And I go in, and I like to warm it up, but I don't get in to push the brake and hit the button. So I have to lean down, push in the brake with my hand, and then hit the button to start my car. That's kind of demoralizing. makes you feel really strange. But great story. Love that. And I'm glad, you know, do you think there should have been some kind of punishment? Folks, the phone lines are open. If you have an opinion on this, I'd love to hear it because maybe, I think that's really weird.
Maybe he got grounded.
Yeah. Like a in-house, they handled it. He didn't.
Don't worry, officer. We're going to ground him.
No video games for 20 minutes. And he'll go through withdrawal.
You can't use the iPad today.
Yeah. And he'll learn a lesson. Oh, that is fantastic. We got a stream comment here on our question of the night, which is your favorite. What is your favorite Jack Nicholson movie? Our pal Dave on the stream says A Few Good Men. I forgot about that. He says followed by One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, another classic. I don't know what to make of Dave's next comment, Conrad.
That's how
is that
you
a movie?
No, that's how you say that town.
Oh, Dave expects me to remember that.
Musco Day.
7 minutes ago. Musco Day. That I don't like that. I think it should be changed. What do you think about that? Make it easier for radio hosts. That's all I'm asking. Musco Day. Thank you, Dave. Thanks for the tip, Citizen Dave. Appreciate it. We've got some social media comments here too. Brett in Brown Deer, and then his phone is in the 920, says Easy Rider. Oh yeah, very early Nicholson. Terry in the 414 says The Shining. Can't go wrong with that. Great Terry. Roger from Stevens Point says my favorite Nicholson movie as Colonel Jessup in A Few Good Men. You can't handle the truth. Great choice, Raj. Can I call you Raj? Ronnie in the 920 says Five Easy Pieces was my favorite Nicholson movie. I am due for a rewatch of that one. I haven't seen that in ages. Probably understand it better now, too. All right, when we come back, the legendary Jane Matinera will be here, folks. We are coming right back after the news. Got lots to get to on tonight's show, and I'm so glad you're here. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba, and it is great to have you with me, folks. Why, Conrad, why does Google ask me to sign in right before I need Google? Literally, the seconds are ticking down. Hey, can you sign in with that password you haven't used in a year? Awful. You should ask your friend ChatGPT about that.
You know, I don't. Maybe it'll tell me to make the passwords easier to remember.
Yeah, probably. All right, folks, we are moving on here. It's going to be really fun. I'm very excited to have my next guest on the show. She has spent over 40 years in the radio racket. I think did a little TV too, did some news, maybe spun some tunes and hosted. I'm going to tell you about what she did. She did one of the coolest things ever. And is the creative force behind a song we'll tell you about in just a minute. But she most recently has hosted her own show here on Civic Media for the last 2+ years, I believe, with Greg Bach. And her name is Jane Matinera. And the show is Matinera on Air. And Jane joins us now over the stream. Hi, Jane.
Gentlemen, good evening. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
Oh, it's our pleasure. I'm glad you were able to. It's a big week for you, so I appreciate you taking the time. And your house looks so festive, if that is your house.
I brought in the tree just for you.
Did you just cut that down a few minutes ago?
I did, yes. Yes, exactly. On my way home from work.
I appreciate that. You're like Diana Ross. You could redo your living room for an interview. And
sure.
Cut down a tree.
Me and Diana, we have so much in common, yes.
You do. Well, you both have had long careers, Jane. And how are you doing? Like, are you? How do you feel this week?
It's, you know, it's a little unsettling. I won't lie. You know, this has been my life for 44+ years. But at the same time, Pete, I was talking to a friend about this, and she asked me over the weekend how I was doing. And I said, you know, I look back at things and where I started from, and I'm satisfied.
Yeah.
I am satisfied. And I think that's a gift. I do. I don't know that everybody gets to say that after their, you know, whatever they chose to do over the course of their lives, that they can leave with some satisfaction. And I think I'm satisfied.
Wow, that's, yeah, you're right. That's about all you can ask for. Before we continue with this line of questioning, do you have a favorite Jack Nicholson movie,
John? Oh, excellent question.
Thank you.
There are so many, but I love Something's Gotta Give. that he did with Diane Keaton.
Yeah, great movie.
It's a wonderful film. It really is. It's a great, great movie.
That is a great choice. All right. So let's get back. I've got so much to ask you. You've spent many years doing news. And I'm sure, some of those, that could probably stay with you depending on the story, but can you share any highlights you had doing news, a good story or something you broke that was really cool?
Well, and I'm really grateful TMJ took me on, and I am not a journalist, Pete.
Yeah.
And I've always been tried to be very clear about that. I have great respect for journalists, which I am not. I don't have a degree in that, but I had the opportunity to help out a charity in Slinger that did therapeutic horse ride lessons for adults and children with special needs.
Mm.
And they were going to be closed because they had a bathroom that was not ADA compliant. And so TMJ let me do a story about them and their attempts, and we helped raise enough money to get that bathroom put in. And that's the other thing I found over the years, Pete, is how generous people in Wisconsin are, truly. I've been involved in different fundraisers of all different kinds over the years. We did Stuff the Bus at the Mix for decades, and the day before Thanksgiving, a food drive. And people would come out in droves. We would fill up 3 buses full of donated food. And so I've always been overwhelmed and humbled by the generosity of our listeners and people who've listened to me in different places all over the years. But the other thing about doing news that I don't know I expected, and maybe that's why I'm not a journalist and I would not be a good journalist, because I found covering some things so very, very heavy.
Yeah.
And I found it very difficult. The Uvalde school shooting in particular, I found very, very upsetting. And I had a hard time shaking that off.
You had such a great, you mentioned TMJ, and that's where I started kind of doing some guest hosting. That's where I met you. I'm sure you don't remember me. I did like 20 shows. But I thought the second I heard you talk, Jane, I just think she has the best voice. And you kind of like, and you must know you have a great voice for broadcasting. When did you know that? Like, when did that occur to you?
Oh, but Pete, I've been a ham for such a really long time. It did. It started very early. I was raised Catholic from a big Catholic family.
Same.
We were in Mass when I was about 4 or 5. And it was a particular service where the priest goes through, let us kneel, and everyone kneels. Let us stand, everyone stands. Let us sit, everyone sits. And I said to my mother, when everything was nice and quiet, quite loudly apparently, why doesn't he make up his mind? And the whole congregation burst out laughing. And it made it into the paper, and they hung it on the fridge. And I just remember thinking, well, all I did was ask what I thought was a perfectly reasonable question, and I got a great reaction that I never expected, this great laugh. And I think that kind of set me on a path to seek more of that. I want to make people laugh.
I trust your smart assery was nullified in the confessional, I hope, later at some point.
I don't go anymore, so that kind of alleviates that problem.
You know, speaking of Catholicism, I'm the same way. 16 years, Jane, of Catholic school here, and it had no effect. No, I'm kidding. But I had I remember making my first confession. A bunch of us were in line in like 3rd or 4th grade at this Catholic school in Chicago, and the priest came out to yell at us, and I was next. I'm like, wait a minute. Now he knows what I'm going to say to him, because this was back in the day where you went in and there was that cloth there and they couldn't see who you were, but he just came out and gave us the business. And I'm like, well, now I got to go in there. He's going to know that I killed a guy in 3rd grade or something, you know.
Well, but they kind of could see through the little, we had the little screen.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't tell me you didn't know who was who.
That's, you're probably
right. Who are we kidding?
Were you a DJ before you did news? Like, did you work at music stations?
Oh, that was the beginning.
Talk
Absolutely.
About that a little, please. That's great.
My very first job was at KNUJ Radio in New Ulm, Minnesota. which was a POCA station in a very heavily agriculture community. And I helped them launch their hip FM station, KXLP. And when we first went on the air, there were only two of us. And I did middays from 10 to 2 or 3. And then he did 3 to 7 until we built out the staff. And then I was there for about 3 years and moved to the Milwaukee area. And when I started at the Mix, I started at overnights. But I went into radio because I wanted to be the cool night rock chick. Nice. And I am none of those things. I am not cool. I was never a rock chick. It was like, that's... And
you're way
so
too
when
humble.
I started... No, but it wasn't... It didn't fit who I am. And I was doing nights on the Mix. And the general manager, Jack Lee, God bless him, apparently heard me and thought, she's pretty good. We should move her. And so they moved me to mornings. And that's where I spent the rest of my career, pretty much.
It must be tough going through life not being as cool as your voice. That's what I'm hearing. You don't think you were cool. I totally disagree. Jane Mattanera is my guest. She is the host of Mattanera on Air here on Civic Media for a few more days anyway. She's had an amazing career. We've got one texter, Tom in Hartford, Jane, who says, Polka Jane? Sure, that works.
KNUJ played polkas. And what I remember very specifically about that, my first job there, was reading farm implement commercials live when there would be four-syllable words that I had never seen before. And you're just, so I learned how to say things really, really quickly when I didn't know what I was saying.
When you said you were spinning polka tunes and then you went to, you set up a hip, that you're not talking about polka as a hip.
No, we were, okay. No. We played contemporary. It was probably hot AC would have been the category at that time. But it was, don't forget, this was the very early 80s. And so it was lots of Air Supply and
love it.
Little River Band and that kind of stuff.
And all those bands that you are embarrassed to admit you love when their songs come on.
There are still some. I love Pure Prairie League. I still
Me
have
too.
Old. I have old 70s albums, and I grew up on Bread and all those really sappy love songs. And right. And now I am no longer a ballad person. I don't listen to ballads. They annoy me.
You're older and jaded. Now you're cool.
Well, jaded, certainly. Cool, questionable.
Jane, all right, so for the last couple years, you've been hosting your own show on Civic Media here. What has that been like? Had you done something like that previously, your own talk show where you got to talk about events that you deemed important or that you were interested in? What's that been like?
It's been a wonderful experience, and I am so grateful to Civic Media because I came with Kristen Bry. I had met her when I was working at TMJ. She had gotten the opportunity with Civic Media, and she said, you want to come with? And I said, sure, let's go.
Nice.
And landed there. And then when she decided she had another opportunity that she took, and they offered me the opportunity, and I was a little intimidated, but I think producing for Kristen for that first about year really helped and helped my confidence. And it's just about being informed, and I think, and reading as much as humanly possible about the things that you're going to be talking about. And admitting also that I don't know everything, and that's why we have experts on who can explain to me.
That's a great answer. We have Sydney Politics on the stream says, sorry if I missed it already, but what's happening with the Mattanera show after she retires? Well, Greg is going to, your co-host Greg will take over for a while, right? That's the plan.
Yes.
How's it been working with Greg? Do you have to keep him in line?
It's been so wonderful. No, it's been so wonderful. We have had so many laughs and in some very difficult moments. And there was a point about 2 months after the election, the presidential election, and I found a story, I think it was in the Cap Times, about they had a school naming contest in the Madison area to rename a school. And they left it up to the public. And so you know how it went. And so the choices were Schooley McSchoolerson, and Schooly this, and the other one was Big Chungus. And and Greg and I were talking about this off the air, and we just had one of those laughing fits, you know, when you just, it's so ludicrous and so silly. And we laughed like that, like we were 7 years old for about 10 minutes. Those are the moments I am going to miss and cherish and remember, and just to see how much he has grown in his role and now that he's going to be stepping in. And it's very exciting. I'm so proud of him. I'm so happy. It's been wonderful working for Calvin. I've loved everybody at Civic Media.
All right. Jane Matinair is here. We'll have her for a few more minutes. We're going to do a very short break. Tom also says, Jane, you were both wonderful. And we've got a little more text love I'll read after the break. Jane Matinair is here. We are coming right back. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down
the night shift. Welcome back. So great to have you with me on this Tuesday night as we prepare for weather. It's looming. That's a great feeling. I hope you're inside and safe and warm, everybody, and talking about the things we love to talk about in life. We're doing it here tonight, movies, comedy, TV, and I'm going to give you the keyword again in our multi-state Conrad, what is it? Grown-up gift list.
Yes.
Not adult. That could be construed the wrong way. So it's our grown-up gift list in our multi-state text-to-win contest. We love our text-to-win contest. Once again, this hour's keyword, you have to use the app to text this in, folks, is holiday, H-O-L-I-D-A-Y, holiday. Good luck, everybody. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite Jack Nicholson movie? Jack just turned 88 two or three days ago. And more importantly, we're talking with our good friend and the host of Matinair on Air for the last couple of years here at Civic Media. She is hanging it up this week. So it's great that she took some time here to spend a few minutes with us on Nightlight, Miss Jane Matinair.
So nice to be here. Thank you so much, Pete.
It's great, Jane. Thank you. It's been fun, like, just listening to you and learning from you for the last couple of years. So thank you for that. But you and I spoke recently on your show. Here's one of my memories I have of Jane Matinair. And you said, look for something in the movie Green and Gold that doesn't make sense. So I watched that movie like a hawk. And I'm like going, I'm like actively.
Where is it?
Performatively watching this movie. And I came up empty. But you had an issue with the ladder.
Yes.
Someone leaving a ladder out.
Yes.
In Wisconsin.
It was a plot point, and yeah. they needed an accident to happen in order to move the plot along.
Right.
So they had a ladder out in fall, and then it was Christmas time because there were Christmas lights on the eaves, and the ladder was still up. And I said, no self-respecting Wisconsinite would leave the ladder up and just put lights over it. It would never happen.
Yeah.
It would never happen. And it just ate at me. It's like anyone who lives here. No.
That's so funny. Jim on the stream says, Jane's voice reminds me very much of Lauren Bacall, a legend in film. Have you heard that before, Jane? I'd be willing to bet.
I haven't. Thank you. What a wonderful compliment. Thank you
so
much.
That's fantastic. So what are you going to do now, Jane? You're going to have all this time on your hands. Do you collect stamps or beer cans? You're going to watch
stamps,
some colored
yes.
television?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be stamps. No, my husband and I are trying to get rid of things. We've been in our house for 24 years, and not that we're going anywhere, but, you know, you just accumulate so much stuff.
Yeah,
we have so much stuff. So I swear, Monday, I'm going to be taking my car to the shop because it started making a new noise. My 13-year-old Subaru, I'm not feeling good about this.
Oh, boy.
But then I'm going to start going through things and trying to get rid of things. And I don't want to, I am trying to be as responsible as possible with Goodwill and upcycling and as much of that as humanly possible to keep it out of landfills. So
do you have that Catholic thing where you go, is God trying to tell me something because I'm hanging it up this week and now my car goes on the fritz? Is this God's way of getting back at me or telling me I should stay in radio, Jane?
Oh, no, I never thought that at all until you planted that seed in my head.
Jane, this has been so fun. I've loved having you on the show. I hope you'll still come back sometime, even though you're retired. You are going to be, you know, you're going to need some things to do.
Oh, well, absolutely. Hey, okay. They're letting me keep the laptop and the microphone. So I'm always available. And by the way, I have all your email addresses, so don't think you're getting rid of me.
Sweet.
You can just hide from me? No.
All right. Before we let you go, I have one thing. A lot of people might not know this about you, and the great Mike Clemens is the one who told us about this, but you are also a songwriter. I made a film called The Godfather of Green Bay. We screened it last week in Madison. I feature the Macarena throughout the film as this drug guy's main song that he loves. I had no idea until recently that you wrote a version of that song with Mike Clemens. Do you care to elaborate?
Oh, absolutely. Our program director at the time, Brian Kelly, said Macarena is a huge global hit. It's waiting for a parody. I want you guys to do this. And so Mike and then my then partner, Dan Weber, and I all kind of took turns and wrote lyrics for it. And then Ryan and I went down to Chicago and recorded it, and it became a crazy, crazy sensation. We sold cassettes because that's how long ago it was. We sold cassettes for $5 and we raised, I believe it was $92,000.
What?
For the Child Abuse Prevention Fund. And we had a worldwide map up in the studio and we would put pins in because we were hearing from all over the world. We mailed cassettes everywhere.
All right, we have to hear just a quick snippet of that before we let Jane go. Conrad, if you please.
And a Brooks and an Edgar and a Reggie Jackson and a Chimera and a Holmgren and a Jack D. Jones and a Leroy and a Nixon and a Dorsey. Hey, Macarena, put, put. Brent and a Brooks and an Edgar and a Reggie Jackson and a Chimera and a Holmgren and a Jack D. Jones and a Leroy and a Nixon and a Dorsey.
That is so great. Macarena, and if you thought the original Macarena got stuck in your head.
Oh, it's bad. Yeah, it's a bad earworm. You won't thank me. One little tidbit about the Pacarena. The captain of the space shuttle at that time was from Wisconsin. And I actually have footage of NASA playing the Pacarena for him as their wake-up call. And him doing a dance as he's floating. It's so cool.
What a cool thing. Hopefully, maybe a few more songs. You've got the time now, Jane, to check it out.
That's true.
Before we let you go.
I'll do some blues.
You got the voice for it. John Murray in the 608 says, enjoy your retirement. You've earned it and come back as a guest often as your family will allow. Be well, Jane. And my sentiments exactly. Jane, thank you so much. Enjoy your retirement. And please don't be a stranger.
I will not. And thank you so very much, Pete, Conrad. You guys take care. Take care, everybody.
All right. That's Jane Mattinara. You can still hear her this week. She's sticking around, and Greg Bach, her partner in crime, will be sticking around as well. So that's good. Thank you to Jane Mattinara. When we come back, we've got, Greg Vadney is going to be here talking about Manitowoc. We got a quiz for Greg, Wisconsin Historical Society stuff in the third hour, great holiday events, a lot coming. Question of the night, it's all happening here on Nightlight. Great to have you with me. It's Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
In the sky, among the clouds in the heaven.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.